Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Titans General Manager John Robinson joins us right on time. He sits down with us at the Nissan Stadium Titans tailgate event. How are you?
Outstanding. How are you guys doing?
Great. Massive news with the NFL draft coming next year. That's awesome for the city.
Yeah, pretty big thing. As I said upstairs, it's really cool that, the draft's really grown from, it's more than just a national event. Now it's almost a global event. So the fact that Nashville is going to be on, a global stage, you're going to see what we're about. We've been saying it for the last couple of years. I mean, I know we all know it because we live here, about how awesome the city is, the people here, the pro teams. But to have that in the global spotlight is going to be pretty cool.
Does it change your work week at all with the draft coming to your
town? Have you thought about that yet?
That's one of the first things I thought about was, I wonder what John Robinson and his staff, like, does this change anything for them, regardless of where the draft is located?
Maybe it probably doesn't, right? Maybe I should have, like, a mobile draft board and just set up shop right there where the picks go in.
You could be like Paul and just leave the state. Paul's down in Florida today.
Do you move your war room to a rooftop on Broadway overlooking everything?
Over at Tootsie's or something. Yeah. Just call it in from there. No, I mean, it'll be business as usual for us. I mean, I don't know what's going to, what our obligations are going to be from a, from a PR standpoint about getting out, meet and greet, and shaking some hands. But the most important thing is having everything ready from a player's standpoint, being ready to pick.
It seemed like the NFL was really impressed with the uniform unveiling down on Lower Broadway that night. When you took the stage and saw the fans, what did you think?
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. The NFL thought the same thing, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, you look out. I mean, we were kind of backstage, and the players are kind of getting ready. And then when you walk out there and you see the spectacle that it really was, 20,000 or whatever it was, 30,000 people show up to see some new unis. It was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool feeling to see our fans out there supporting us like that.
How refreshing has it been to actually get out on the practice field and watch a little bit of football?
Outstanding. There's a lot of responsibilities with my job, but to be out on the grass and watching the coaches coach and watching the players go through drills and take the coaching and work to improve, that's at the end of the day why I do what I do.
Cool to see I know you feel like you got two first-round picks with the way you maneuvered and got Harold Landry in the second round, but to have it come together the way it did, you're very happy after night one. I can only imagine what it was like for you after night two. But to see them both on the field in the Titans uniform, after all the draft process, what are you thinking now?
Yeah, really excited about that entire rookie class. Certainly those two guys were the headliners, if you will. But, to be able to add Dane there in day three and Luke, and then all the undrafted rookies that we had, a lot of the guys that we thought they were going to get picked. And, our scouting staff did a great job of recruiting those guys once the draft ended. But to see Harold and Rashawn and Dane and Luke and all our undrafted guys out there working, it's what you take pride in as a scout and as an evaluator, to see those guys go out there and work.
And I know that your responsibilities, you're out there watching personnel and watching the players and how they're developing, but I'm curious from your perspective, getting a chance to watch Mike Vrabel be a head coach for the first time on the field, what has that been like for you? Has it sort of reaffirmed why you hired him?
Yeah, I mean, he's been as expected. Brings a ton of juice, ton of energy to practice. I mean, he may be coaching the linebackers one period. He's working with the tight ends over there with Arthur Smith the next period. He's holding up the look team cards for the punt return team that are getting. He's bouncing around. His staff's got a ton of energy, and it's been good. I love the fundamentals that are being taught to the guys. We're kind of getting back to basics, but also trying to put some neat spins on offensive and defensive and in the kicking game.
John Robinson, our guest here on the Midday 180. A lot of talk about this rookie class, but a different spin on OTAs. The second-year players, you're asking a lot of, especially on offense, those guys to come in and go, hit the ground running in year number two. Have you seen that sense of urgency so far from that group from last year?
Yeah, really have. You know, I think that, Corey's, when we drafted him last year, he was kind of still coming off the injury. Adoree kind of came in and just plugged him and played. Taewon had a few chances here and there. And Janu was kind of an understudy, if you will, to Delaney. But, you know, those four guys specifically, they've really jumped out over the last, couple days here, of OTAs. And, Jayon Brown's taken another step. He's done some nice things. So, I think that group as a whole, they realize they're more comfortable. They've been in pro football for a little over a year now. And, they're working hard to take that next step.
Because that jump is a big one from year one to year two. And when you're factoring out all of your offseason planning, I'm guessing that was a big part of it, especially on offense.
Yeah, that's why we drafted those guys, is for those guys to come in and contribute for us. This time last year, they're trying to figure out what apartment building they're going to live in. Now they're settled and they know what restaurant they can go eat dinner at. And they're working on being the best football players they can be.
We talked about this yesterday, John, but there's only one quarterback in the AFC South that's completely healthy right now, that's able to go to work, and that's Marcus Mariota. And that was not the case a year ago. How much more of an advantage is that for him to be healthy this time of year and get that work in, especially with Matt LaFleur and a new offensive staff?
Well, I know that he's excited about that he's, he's not having to do the whole rehab thing. Certainly he's doing preventative stuff with our trainers, like a lot of our players do, so that they can play for a long time. But the fact that he is feeling good, he's not having to go through a daily rehab schedule, and he's able to immerse himself in the offense and in the on-the-field portions when we're able to get out there is really big for him.
You get away anytime soon? You get a vacation?
Yeah, a couple more weeks. I'm excited about the season, but I'm certainly excited to unplug. Yeah. We've got a dance competition that my oldest is involved in, out of state, which that's always a hoot. I'm a huge 12-year-old dance fan.
Not a hint of sarcasm in that statement either.
There's zero sarcasm there. It's pretty cool. My mother-in-law, she lost her husband. He was in the Navy about a year ago. She's originally from New Zealand, and she hasn't been back to see her family in New Zealand for several years now. So as a Christmas surprise, we're all going to go over the other way across the other pond, I guess, to New Zealand and see some extended family, take my mother-in-law back so she can spend some time with her family and introduce my children to some of their extended relatives in New Zealand. So it should be
That's
a fun
awesome.
Trip.
You gave her that gift last Christmas?
This past Christmas.
Okay, yeah, I didn't want you to ruin it.
Yeah, no, she knows.
Okay.
Yeah, she's aware.
That it's a Christmas gift.
Honey, just make sure you have a passport.
Yeah, I got to get as long as I get back in,
Be up at 6 a.m. this morning and pack a bunch of bags.
John, thank you for taking the time to join us, man. We always enjoy these chats.
Yeah, thanks for the coverage, guys. And again, excited about, the draft. Huge news today. Excited for this city and this fan base. And, it's been a culmination of 2 years of what we've been saying. And it's cool that it's here.
Coming up, Chad, primary complaint.
Yes, it's time to get pissed off for greatness. As one, as a city, all of Nashville, 615-737-1045, 737-1045.
This is the Midday 180 served up by Wendy's.